So let's review. Having explained the pasuk regarding the descendants of Yefes, the Gemara continues to discuss and identify other nations mentioned in the Pesukim in Bereishis, along with the area where Nimrod reigned, some of the surrounding areas, and the large city of Nineveh. The Gemara then went on to discuss the names of the giants mentioned in Parsha Shlach. B'sham Achaemon, Sheshai, B'salma, Yelidei HaAnak. They were called these names, Achaemon, which indicates Miyumen Sheba'achem, because he was the strongest of the three brothers, Sheshai, because Shemesim Esa'aretz Kishchisus, as in Shchisus ruins, because with every step he made large ditches in the ground, Talmai, because Shemesim Esa'aretz Tulamim Tulamim Furrows, because he made furrows in the dirt with every step. The Gemara then discusses the fall of Rome under Persian control. Amar Bishuban Levi Amar Rebbe, Asida Remi Shetipo Biad Paras. Rome will fall to the Persians in the future. This is based on Pesukim from Yirmiyahu and Daniel. Rabbi Bachana said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, who said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, that Rome falling to Persia is simple logic. The first Beis HaMikdash was built by the Jews and destroyed by the Kasdim, and the Kasdim subsequently fell to the Persians. The second temple was built by the Persians and destroyed by the Romans. Certainly the Romans will fall to the Persians. Rav argues and says the opposite. Asida Paras Shetipo Biad Remi. Persia will fall to Rome. Even though it's not logical that Benuye Biad Tzisure, the builders should fall to the destroyers, Gzeres Melechi, it's a decree from Hashem which is not understood. Also, the Persians actually destroyed shuls and are considered destroyers as well. The Gemara presents a brisa that holds just like Rav that Persia will fall to Rome, and then quotes Rabbi Huda Amar Rav, who said, Ein ben David ba achetivshit malchus remi hersha b'choloy l'mkuloy tishach adashim. The son of David, meaning Mashiach, will not come until the kingdom of Rome spreads over the entire world for 9 months. After this, all of the Jews will join together in Eretz Israel. The Gemara then returned to discuss the Lishkas Parhedrin and quotes a brisa that it was the only chamber in the Beis HaMikdash that had a mezuzah. Tarabon, kala l'shachis shahayi ben mikdash, l'hoyi len mezuzah, chutz min Lishkas Parhedrin, shahayi ba beis dir l'kayin gadol. According to the Chacham, it is chayiv midai raisa. Shahayiba based near the Kohen Gadol, because it was used as living quarters for the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is potim midaraisa, as were the many other chambers on the Har Habayis, the Temple Mount, that were used as living quarters and they had no mezuzah. Therefore, he says it's a gezer drabbanan only. Rabbi says that the reason it's potim midaraisa according to Rabbi Yehuda is because kol bayis she'ena osu limois hachama, but limois hagsham in the bayis. Any house that is not lived in all year is not considered a house. Abaya asks from a brisa which says, Sukkah sachag b'chag, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev v'acham poitrin, Rabbi Yehuda requires a sukkah to have a mezuzah even though it's not lived in all year. We cannot say that it's only chayev midrabanan, because another brisa, an explanation of this brisa, says Rabbi Yehuda mechayev be'eriv uv mezuzah uv meiser. Now, regarding eriv uv mezuzah, we could indeed say it's only chayev midrabanan. But regarding meiser, the acham would not make something obligatory when it's exempt midiraisa because delma asla frushim and achiyev al hapater umin hapater al achiyev. This could lead to people mistakenly separating maisa from something obligated on something that's exempt or vice versa, which would not be valid. Elamar Abaya. That during the 7-day separation period, everyone agrees that the Lishkas Parhedrin requires a mezuzah midiraisa since it is currently a base dira. The machlekes is bishayim maisa shana regarding the rest of the year. The Acham hold Gazrinan, we require mezuzah all year to make sure that it will be there during the 7 days of Prisha. Yehuda holds Loi Gazrinan, we do not need to be concerned about that. Rabbi disagrees, because the Braisa regarding Sukkah reads Sukkah Sachag Bechag, and the Chacham exempt the Sukkah from mezuzah even during Sukkahs. Therefore, Rabbi says that Meshayim and Sashan all agree that the Sukkah and Lishkas Parhedrin are both Pater from mezuzah, because they are not a base dira, it's not a year on residence. The Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda only argue during the 7 days of Prisha and Sukkahs, and the two machlekes are inverse and unrelated. Regarding the Sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev, because he holds Sukkah's diris kava beinan. A Sukkah must be a diris kava, a permanent structure, and is therefore considered a bias regarding mezuzah. The Chacham patron, because they hold Sukkah's diris aroi beinan. A Sukkah should be a diris aroi, a temporary structure, and is therefore not considered a bias regarding mezuzah. Regarding Lishkas Parhedrin during the 7 days of Prisha, the Chacham hold that it is chayev b'mezuzah, because dira bal karcha shma dira. Even a house in which one is forced to live is considered a residence. Yehuda holds that it is Pater, because Dir Bakarcha Lo Yishma Dira, a house in which one is forced to live, is not considered residence. However, it did have a mezuzah midrabanan, Shlo Yemru Kohen Gadol Chavish Beveis Asrum, so the people would not say the Kohen Gadol is being held like a prisoner. In other words, so that it should appear like a regular residence. The Gemara cites a brisa that says, Kol ha-sha'arim shehoyu sham, lahoy le-mezuzah, chut mishar nikner, shelefnim mimenu lishkes pehedrin. None of the gates of the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, had mezuzahs, except for Shar Nikuner, which is right outside Lishkas Pahedrin. The Gemara points out that this brisa can be in accord even with Rabbi Yehuda, and even though the obligation for a mezuzah on the Lishkas Pahedrin itself was only midrabanan, it is not a gzer l'gzera, but rather kula chad gzerahi. Shar Nikuner was included in the original gzera so that it not appear like a prison, but a home.